Bella D'Angelo Show, a unique voice in conservative talk radio, can now be heard irradiating stupidity, teaching critical thinking, and encouraging confidence. So forget the Mickey Mouse madness and get back to the facts with your host, Bella D'Angelo.
Hello, folks out there in Radio Land. It's Eric Olson again, filling in for Bella. I think she'll be on later tonight. She's actually out doing a John Birch Society presentation. They're promoting their Support Your Local Police thing. It's going on around the country, you know, kind of opposite of the Black Lives Matter deal that we're all hearing about, those fascists running around disturbing the peace everywhere. But so she's doing her good deed with John Birch Society. You know, if anybody knows who John Birch Society is, you can check them out at jbs.org. We work with them locally here. They are the experts on the U.S. Constitution. Anything you need to know or learn about the Constitution, check them out at jbs.org. They're a great source. You can get discs and books and you name it. They've got it figured out. They've been watching this government for 50, 60 years and reporting about the things that are important. We need to know more about what our government's doing, and they're helping us get the message out. So check out John Birch Society. Back to our show. I've got Aaron Doty on tonight. We're going to talk about some local issues, some international issues, and do a few ads once in a while. I just got off a radio show in Billings, Montana last week. We had a great hour talking about issues in Montana and across the nation. I do that once in a while up here in little old Billings, Montana. We're just one person at a time, one voter at a time, one radio listener at a time. We are trying to get people to get out and vote right. Our country is in dire straits. It needs to change its direction, get back to the republic, not the democracy they talk about. And that's what we do with Bella's radio show here and the Voices of Montana in Billings, Montana. You can check that out. I'm going to be on again. Actually, our whole team's going to be on with this radio show next Friday morning, 9 a.m. Mountain Time. So we'll put some information out to you. You can check it out. We're going to introduce our show to Montana. So lots going on, lots of politics. You can see what's going on with the Trumps and the Cruises and the Kasichs and the Sanders and the Hillarys out there. There's a lot of press going on, and some of it's good and a lot of it's bad. So we're going to get into that. Aaron Doty's on with me tonight. We appreciate the service he's given us with the National Guard for, I think it's 39 years, isn't it, Aaron?
40 now.
40 years in the service. Well, we appreciate it. You know, my brother, I gave a shout-out to him a while back, spent 4 years in the Marines and then 25 years in the Army. You know, God bless him for doing that. He's now retired and trying to eke out a living down there in Austin, Texas, so he's usually listening in. So my brother Greg, the ex-military, is listening in, and he's a super patriot down in Texas. But we talked yesterday about a lot of things, Aaron, we have an election coming up next Tuesday in Wisconsin. That's the current news. There's a lot of stuff going on there. They had a town hall last night. Definitely a better way to hear from your candidates, but boy, Anderson Cooper was off the mark a lot. I think the biggest thing he missed, and Trump brought it up, was Cruz said his home state was Florida and that Fort Hood was in Florida, and he was trying to explain what he was going to do about terror in the future, but he kind of missed the mark, didn't know what state he was from for, I guess we could have said he was in a state of confusion. Hey, Aaron?
Yes, you're absolutely right. Just like the politics of his father's religion, it's absolutely insane.
Yeah. You know, we like Cruz early on because he quotes the Constitution a lot, and that's what we as a Tea Party and concerned citizens always push for. But there's been a lot of stuff coming out, you know, lately on Cruz and his wife, and of course they've been throwing it all out about Trump and his wife, so there's this big battle going on. But it seems like the more Cruz pushes and his people, the more is coming out about him and his lovely wife.
Well, the globalism, her pushing the globalism, signing up with Mexico to try and crack the borders, open them up completely, and bring Canada into the mix where there's no border, period. So how can you have a country without borders? Any idea how that would work?
Well, it worked about as bad as the European Union works, right?
Exactly. They just run over the top of you. We'll end up in the same state as Turkey. Everybody's coming through. Everybody's making camps everywhere so that we can have a pass-through. Right? That's what we would end up being.
You know, we're actually suffering some of that now with NAFTA and GAFTA, because they opened up the borders for Mexican and Canadian business to come down here and run their businesses in America, but we cannot go across the border as Americans and set up a business in their country, so it's not fair.
No, and that's what Trump is trying to close down. That's exactly when he gets in office. That's what's going to happen. He's going to shut off those unfair trade agreements. And then maybe we can get back to business as it should be, at buying American stuff because it's made in America.
Absolutely. You know, I read a good part of the 5,500-page Trans-Pacific Partnership. Anytime you have a 5,500-page agreement, you got to be careful what you do. You know, we had one of those called Obamacare. It's just destroying America's economy and healthcare system.
Well, yeah, and what about the little guy who's getting beat up, getting his taxes, his income taxes confiscated because he couldn't afford the insurance that went up 500% by the time he got it and the time his taxes were due? It's just absolutely crazy. What a waste.
It's insane, but, you know, he had that 2 years of the Democrat legislature, or Congress and Senate, and they did a lot of damage. It wasn't just Obamacare. It was the Dodd-Frank bill, and then he killed the Clinton welfare bill that made you work before you could get welfare.
Right.
He put an end to that, and then our deficits are just going out of sight with all that stuff.
Oh, yeah, it's absolutely ridiculous. Absolutely crazy. What do you think about the lady, young woman in Janesville that punched the old guy and they missed it on the... Somehow CNN didn't put it in, and now everybody's saying that this poor lady, young lady, was pepper sprayed for no reason whatsoever.
Right.
Absolutely.
You know, it's even in that town hall and after the town hall, it's amazing. And Martha McCallum this morning, twisting the truth on everything.
Yes.
It's just crazy.
Absolutely. Well, that lady
was... had punched that old 70-year-old guy. She was a Black Lives Matter fascist
person,
and they got in an argument. She punched him, and then he pulled out his mace and sprayed her in the face. And who's the bad guy here, huh?
Exactly. They don't show the whole story or tell the whole story. It's just little snippets to jab at Trump. That's all it's about. And it's all about reporting the negative and none of the positive.
They are, absolutely. On Trump, the pundits, the GOP establishment, the Democrats, they're
absolutely.
All... You know, I'd feel bad for the guy because he's just getting beat up from all directions.
Yeah, but you know what's good? Is most of the people know that this is a diversion. Most people are smart enough to see it and say, you know what? If everybody's after this guy and they don't want him in office, somebody is benefiting. That is where this is really going. Is it just the Republicans? No. Is it just the Democrats? No. If everybody's beating up on him, it's the man you need to support, because obviously he's telling the truth. And they don't want that. They're not ready for that in Washington. They need a bot guy to get in there so they can continue their little parade to world joining and world economy.
They're Porkopolis out there in D.C., all the money that gets thrown to their friends in their different states.
Absolutely. Well, how do you think it is that we have congressmen that only earn a salary below, $180,000 a year, but are coming out millionaires after doing one term? How is that even possible? How can you come out a millionaire and not make $200,000 a year? Just impossible.
Yeah, and then you take that $200,000 and take taxes out of it because they're subject to tax too. It's just impossible. It's the favoritism. It's the handouts. I've seen that with local politicians that end up in D.C. They seem to all of a sudden miraculously things happen for them they never could get done before.
Yep.
pulling
yeah,
in their favorites.
Yeah, it's got to stop. We need to get a man in office who is not owned by the establishment in Washington. We got to get a man in there. And the only man that really can do that is Trump. Cruz is not the man. He's already been. He's a part of the machine. He's an owned piece of the machine, just like all the yeah. rest of them. We need it. We need a clean guy in there that's not going to favor anybody over anybody.
You know, a lot of people that I still know that are favoring Cruz are your pure evangelists, the ones that believe
yes.
in the ideologues and the Constitution and religion. But I think if they research Cruz deep enough, like you're talking, he's been tied into a lot of globalist associations and his wife tied into all that.
Even the religion that he supports is not your regular Christian organization. It's kind of wacko. If you do a little bit of research, a little bit of digging, you'll find it's not a normal religion. It's way out there. Most people
need
don't
to do
dig
their own research. You know, they can listen to us all day too, and they probably don't
yep.
believe that we do research. We do a lot of research. We watch the internet
yep.
religiously and
exactly.
other sources of media to
mm-hmm.
try to get sense about what's going on, because it is kind of crazy.
Yep, absolutely true.
But I've been doing this for 9 years, you know. When I started the Tea Party, I always got the questions, what about this, what about that, what about this? And I thought, God, I need to research these things. People are asking me for answers, and I didn't know either when I first started 9 years ago.
Right.
Now
right.
I have politicians come to me and ask me questions about issues because they know I'm staying up as best as a guy can do.
Right. What do you think about that attack in Pakistan? They killed all those women and children when they were aiming. They were aiming for the Christians, but they ended up killing a whole bunch of their own.
A lot of their brothers and sisters and the Muslims.
Yeah,
it's tragic. I call it the coward way out. You know, they're
yeah.
afraid to face
troops. Yes, actual
troops,
fight.
You know,
fight men who were there to
warfare
fight.
Warfare used to be, but now we're into this cowardly stuff of blowing people up
yeah.
and not even seeing who you're killing, just trying to kill.
Yeah,
and then somehow
absolutely.
They miraculously go to heaven and get their versions after they're done with that, huh?
Yeah, and it's really sad. I honestly, I'm thinking Turkey's next. You know, they're pulling. I've seen some stuff today, through channels that talk about that we're shutting down the embassy, we're pulling our troops out, we're pulling everything out of Turkey. Turkey's going to be the next hotspot.
They're worried about it. I know Israel's
right
pulling all their people out too.
Oh yeah. It's set to blow up, and it's going to continue. All those countries over there that are taking large numbers of refugees are going to be in trouble because they don't know who they're taking in. You can't vet that many people; it's just impossible. And they'll slide
they don't
in.
They have a background. They don't have an address. They don't have
anything.
It's the kind of data we got on all our people in this country.
And if they did have passports or whatever it is, they destroyed it all before they get to that point, just so that they can't be traced back. So you're not going to know
yeah.
who's a terrorist and who's not. Yeah, very sad.
Crazy
situation.
Business. What about that lady that filed the lawsuit, or the Louisiana police filed the lawsuit now for battery when Trump's guy kind of grabbed her by the arm?
Oh yeah, yeah. Did you see that video? She's a
yeah.
reporter, supposedly. That's what the issue is. They grabbed her by the arm because she was getting too close to Trump and tried to escort her out of the way. And she fought him, ended up with some bruises, and tried to say she got thrown on the ground, but the video and the picture show that never happened. It was all false.
She just got turned around. Upset,
yes,
I guess.
Exactly. And it's another one of those that where they take and they blow it out of shape and twist it sideways and make it look like it was way more than what it was.
And Donald kind of made that point in his town hall last night that, God, is this all we got in this country to worry about?
Yeah.
Bigger problems.
True. Yeah.
You know, and it came out today, she's got a history of doing this with a lot of different groups and police in different places.
Yes.
She's an Occupy person, you know, which is some of the lowest class people in the country. And she was involved with, who was the politician?
She is a paid activist, is what she is. She goes around all the different causes, and it doesn't even matter what the cause is. She'd be on one side one time and another side the next time. It's whoever's paying her bill. That's the bottom line.
Yeah. We just want the truth, and these people that go in and lie and try to get depressed themselves through things like that should just be diminished and
I absolutely
left
agree.
Out of
absolutely.
The equation, but the press just goes on and on with these little issues.
Yes, to blow them out of shape and twist up the view of Trump. That's really what it's all about.
Yeah.
Are we anywhere near where we need to do a break for a commercial or anything?
It's 6:15 right now, so why don't we go ahead? We got three commercials, folks, that we're going to share with you, and then we'll get back on. We'll keep this conversation going. Bella, we hope, will be here in about 5 minutes, so let's kick into commercials. If you are looking for a straightforward, conservative, good old boy who can also rant about all the madness, but seriously, Bella endorses Aaron Petillo with North Star Insurance. Aaron will take care of all your insurance needs with small-town service, and he will even save you some money. Tell Aaron Bella sent you. You can get Aaron at 952-856-6074. And that, again, is Aaron at 952-856-6074. Finally, you don't find any better guys and a family-like team than with Polar Builders. These guys are not the storm chasers. They are the GAF and Timberline certified Polar Builders. Upgrades your home needs after hail damage to roofing, siding, and windows. Call and ask for Bella at Polar Builders, 952-895-8100. Again, that is Polar Builders, Bella at 952-895-8100. I'm here to introduce Trust Vets. If you could choose between doing business with an American military veteran or a complete stranger, who would you choose? If you're like me, you would choose the veteran. What if every time you needed to hire a professional for work around your home or office, you could choose to do business with veterans? Friends, the time has come. Visit the online directory of veterans at trustvets.com to find painters, plumbers, dentists, bankers, and more. Whether you need your windows washed, your lawn mowed, or a handyman for a project, you can find verified American military veterans who would be proud to do the work for you. Excuse me. Many people want better for our veterans. Trust Vets is a simple way to make good on those intentions. You can help before hiring any local service. Visit Trust Vets. Excuse me, I think I'm getting the Bella crud. TrustVets.com and join us in doing business with American military veterans. Trust Vets. They've definitely earned it. Well, see, folks, that was some stuff we recorded last week when I had a little bit of frog in my throat. It's a miracle of technology. We got three ads in there, and I didn't have to speak tonight. We're hoping Bella gets back on her feet so well she'll put her little lovely voice in there and alert us all about the new ads and these old ads and keep us entertained. Anyway, back on track here. I saw where it was in the news today, I think, that the border security forces endorsed Trump today because they're concerned about what's going on in the southern border there.
Yes, the man has the right idea. We need to shut that border down. We need to shut the border down to the point where we can control access coming in and out so we don't have these drug cartels controlling it and the people running back and forth between here and there. It's just way out of control. It's unsecured, and it's another spot we can get terrorists coming through.
I have a sister who lives down in Tucson now, but she lived on a border town for quite a while, and this is going on for 20 years or more.
Yep.
And she would call me up and say, Eric, you know, I live in this neighborhood, and they got this high wire fence on both sides of this arroyo, and every day you look out there, here comes all the illegals running up to the north to get in America, and nobody seems to stop them.
Yep. They're being controlled by the POTUS has made a policy that he will not allow them to engage. He won't allow them to fire any weapons. They're to take fire without returning fire, which is absolutely insane. How can you have a border and not be able to...
Common sense tells us we should have the militia down there or something protecting our border.
That's sad. It's that sad. I'm pretty sure when Trump gets in, that will change. We won't have to be worrying about that anymore.
Yeah.
You know, change the subject. What do you think about the New York vote? where we headed with, I guess Hillary was screaming and yelling that she wants New York to stand up for her again and help her get to office. Can you imagine her even?
I think New York has figured it out. She's a carpetbagger from the South.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
She's not
true.
A New Yorker.
No.
So I think it's finally setting in that with all the other issues with her Secretary of State position that everybody's concerned about.
Yep.
Benghazi's one of them, and then the email scandals and all that stuff. She's a mess.
That's not done yet either. No, it's not done either. I think it's going to wait till after the election, but, you know, it'll be interesting to see what happens after the election to her, where she heads, which prison she heads for.
Yeah, well, you know, they got that big deal going with the Clinton Fund that's got, what, $600 million in it or something, so I think they got their retirement planned.
I think you're right. They probably better be overseas somewhere where they'll take them and not let them get extradited. That's the only way that they're going to get out of that, because that's like a freight train waiting to roll over. The only reason right now she's not being pushed is because she has overhead protection from the man on top at this point.
I know. It's crazy how these politicians protect themselves to the end.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And each
those
other.
Poor Americans out here working hard, 2-3 jobs, trying to make ends meet, and all the government seems to do is party in D.C. and get richer as they can out there while we all suffer out here in the blue-collar districts.
Yeah, and the only appeal, and I've heard this talked about on and on the Internet, on Twitter, on Facebook, the deal with the only reason Bernie gets any votes at all is because he's making the promise that the young people in college won't be having to pay for their college education. That's the only reason he's really popular at all. That's the only buy-in he has to the younger crowd and why those people are even thinking about voting for him.
Those kids need to do a little more history research and go back to when the Russians did that. They promised that they would come in with that coup and make everything good for everybody, and it ended up being it made it good for the elitist that took over power, and then everybody else work for the government at minimal wages.
Well, look at Stalin before that. You know, let's get back to real socialism. I mean, communism is one thing. Socialism is the lead-in to communism. Most people don't do enough research, do enough reading to realize that's how it works.
Bella's in the house. Let's let her jump right in here. We're talking about a little bit that we've been talking about, Bella, is the Trumpisms and what's going on with all that stuff. And we're about finished up and talked about some international issues. How did your meeting go with John Birch?
Well, before I get serious, first of all, really, you guys, I hope you had some giggles in the beginning. I'm hoping maybe you decided to become a little inspired. Like maybe you're sporting a pink bra and a white tight T-shirt and some pink lip gloss to inspire you to giggle.
Yeah. And if I was, I certainly wouldn't tell anybody.
Yeah, I wouldn't either. I most certainly would never wear it out of the house, I'll tell you that. That'd be in the bedroom only, and I wouldn't tell anybody.
How about I'm in my pajamas, my Bronco pajamas? Is that funny enough?
Yeah, that's about as far as it can go, isn't it?
What?
I'm not afraid to wear pink, but...
That laugh. We needed that for a while, didn't we, Aaron?
Oh, God, yeah, we needed this laughter. Oh, we missed you, Bella. Oh, my Lord.
You have no idea. This damn state almost did me in. I mean, I don't know if it was a severe amount of just mental disorder liberalism or Hillary damn is giving me the big one all the time or screaming at all those stupid Republicans tearing apart and ripping at Trump. I don't know, but I almost didn't make it amongst the living. And I was listening to you guys, the first show you did for me, and I could tell the pain as you're like, right, Eric's running over air, and so now I know what it's like being
we're
on.
We're getting
on
better, Dad.
Just sit there going, but,
yes,
but.
We're getting better on our timing, Bella. We're getting better on our timing.
Give us a year or two, we'll be good.
Yeah.
Well, like we talked yesterday, before we were getting ready for the show, we said we got to go to that Fox News training camp where they learn how to give a little bit of news and a whole bunch of humor.
and a bunch of lies.
Yeah.
Wow.
They suck for humor, but no, I've missed being on the show. I can't wait to be back on a regular basis. We're gaining a lot of listenership, a lot of momentum, and I was very honored. The reason I'm calling in late tonight is I'm on Facebook, and my Facebook page is with the American flag for the profile picture. And one night I was sitting at home doing what I do, watching Fox, and with my Facebook open, and I got a message from a Mark Griffin here in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and he just wanted to let me know that he really enjoyed the radio show. And so I got talking with him, and then he said it would be a real honor to meet me, and I said, okay. And so I met him at Panera in Maple Grove a couple of weeks ago. And, you know, guys, he gave me the biggest compliment. He said, you know, I was listening to your show when I was on The Patriots, and he said, what I heard was a girl that loves her country, loves the oil field, and loves to laugh. And I said, well, I do love the oil field. I miss the oil field. That's what built the show. But I'm here in Minneapolis, and, you know, everything happens for a reason. And, you know, I don't know anybody better to be given the job to serve retribution to this mental disorder, liberal, rich Minneapolis. But I'm here to unleash my energy. And I was so then he introduced me to another John Birch Society gentleman, and then they asked me if I would come and be the MC tonight, which tonight they have James Fitzgerald is their guest speaker, and he is talking about how we need to support our local police. And now more than ever, as we were talking the other day about this possibility of a nationalized police force coming in, it's a great honor, and I'm excited as I get invited to more and more speaking engagements. And, of course, I've already ran us into close up to the first break, which I'm going to give mention to a couple of the advertiser sponsors, then we'll get back after it. And I don't know, guys, I don't know if you'll get a word in edgewise tonight.
Bella,
because,
Bella.
Of course, I am.
We did the commercials at 7:45.
Oh, so I can keep going?
Yeah.
Yes, you can.
Actually, we did commercials every 15 minutes because we didn't want to have to figure out how to talk as much as you talk. We helped your guys out up there in Minnesota.
Well, let me start out with this. Since we're talking about, you know, obviously we're in not only a battle right now, but I want to share my personal story of what I finally really, I mean, I've been awake for a long time, what's going on, but I was a little bit, askewed in, I actually had some hope for some Republicans. So let me dial this back. So 2 years ago, no, 3 years ago, I'm sorry, over three years ago when we were starting to go into the, you know, the Romney nomination, and Chad Lang, who was a really good friend of mine, and he co-hosted this show with me. Now, he was a Ron Paul guy, and I argued, and I lost my friendship with him because I argued so hard one night on the show saying that whoever got the GOP nomination, we had to support. Of course, we were soon going to find out that it was going to be Romney, and he stood his ground saying, no, it can't be whoever, because they're all of the establishment. Now, here was where my fundamental belief was, is I actually believe there were Republican politicians that actually were for this country and for the people. I mean, I've been screaming about the New World Order, the global Illuminati, all of that madness and insanity. But somehow, I still believe that we could have, you know, I saw Romney and Pawlenty here in Minneapolis before I even left for the oil field, and they were doing the Freedom Foundation speech. And, you know, I believed Romney when he stood there with all his passion for this country. And
what a liar.
Financial disaster. Well, you know, I just, and, you know, I believed in him. I supported him. I stood toe-to-toe with Chad Lang on that show, and I kissed him off so bad that that when we got done with the show, he wouldn't talk to me. To this day, we don't talk. Now, Dial, yeah, can you imagine that? I can actually piss someone off that bad. A dude?
No.
Not me. I'm innocent.
Quiet, shy Bella. Wow.
So, the truth hurts.
Now we get into this GOP nomination madness, right? And I'm optimistic when I see the supposed non-insurgents, the supposed non-establishment. Carly Fiorini, supposed to be non-establishment. Marco Rubio, supposed to be Tea Party. Cruz, supposed to be non-establishment. I'm excited for Ben Carson. Obviously, Trump, for the love of God, the very first time I went on the radio show, I said, out of exasperation, somebody go get Trump. Well, I wasn't laughed at. Guys, when I said that to Sean Hannity 6 years ago, Sean did not laugh at me. He continued talking and listening, and we went back and forth. So now we're into this GOP run, right? And I watched them all pledge on stage that they're going to support whoever gets the nomination. And then as Trump keeps surging, the wolves in sheep clothing come out in full sight. What I don't understand is why are the Ted Cruz supporters just like the damn Ron Paul followers in that if Trump gets it, they plainly will not support him. They will throw their vote away for Hillary, and they're so blind. They're as aggravating to talk to as the Ron Paul guys were because you can't get them to reason with you. They're almost like talking to a liberal. Why?
Yes, because they want their man to win, and if their man doesn't win, they want to piss in the wind. It's throwing the vote away. To make a point, to try and make a point. It's like you're saying, well, we'll just vote for Hillary. Oh, yeah, that'll fix it. That'll help the Republican Party. Oh, yeah. They're just not seeing reality. They don't have a tight grip on it.
What I'm trying to understand is why, if you're so goddamn scared about what's going to happen with Hillary getting in, I mean, we've got a big battle. We've got the GOP establishment doing everything that they can. If they would have, and we've heard this, if they would have asserted one-tenth of this energy to go after Obama or go after Hillary. But, oh, no, we have to go after... So, lately, I've been asked by people, why do you support Trump? And if you break it down, this really basic analogy, okay? Because you guys know I love basic analogies because that way you can get somebody that doesn't normally pay attention to politics. You can connect with them. So if you simply say, let me ask you something. Do you believe in for the people, by the people, which we have not had since, I don't even know when anymore, to tell you the truth. But if you believe in the process of the people selecting, now look at why did we always fail and lose? Because we didn't come out and vote. Why didn't we come out and vote? Because... God bless America. I now fully understand why people say, screw it, I'm not going to go. They all do the same thing. Now we've got a man that is running that is not bought. He's not the establishment. He won't take a salary. He's driving the Republican Party bigger in numbers and soaring in votes. He's even getting Democrats to switch sides. And if you can't embrace that, and celebrate that, then there is something really wrong with your views and your values and your belief and support for this country and what is the most important election in November.
Yeah, this is probably the most important election we're going to see in the next 50 years.
Yep, you're absolutely right. And you know what it is? You know what the bottom of this whole pile is? You see the Democrats and the Republicans fighting against Trump. The reason they're both ganging up on Trump at the same time, along with the news organizations who are owned entities by the people at the top, the reason you're seeing all this screaming, yelling, fighting is because they realize he's about to take that apple cart and flip it over, and their establishment and everything they've got running goes out the window. They can't own him, and they can't control him. That is the bottom line.
Because
that's why you see so many...
in,
Yep,
because
it's all
over. Here's the bottom line. Once he gets in, their credit cards, their country-style lifestyle, their visits off the island to undermine and to drive Trump away, they have to go to work. They'd actually have to get off their fat, lazy, country club ass. Excuse me, I'm sorry, Josh Kermelian's mother. Josh isn't on the show tonight, so I'm a little bit more foul-mouthed and direct. I'm better behaved when Josh is on because his mom listens, and I'm supposed to be, behaved. But
just do the best you can, Bill. Get your message through. Get your message out.
It's just like any big corporation that is incestuous. Mm-hmm. And when finally you got a leader that comes in and says, you know what, if I'm going to turn this company around, if I'm going to go from being a debt burdensome, incestuous, toxic environment, allowing all the terrorism and all of the crime to corrupt this company, and someone comes in with the free rein and the strength and the will to flip the table and say, okay, we're going to start all over. I've seen it happen in corporations. I've worked for them. I ran my cleaning business that way. I had a lot of turnover because people didn't like my direct style of management.
Okay.
But if you're going to run, if we're going to be great again, there is no way in hell we're going to do it by putting another one. Look at the reason why Trump has got the droves of people, because we've seen it time and time and time again. And within my 6 years of screaming and being upset and frustrated and scared to death of what was going to happen, back in 2010 when we took the Senate seat, I called Sean Hannity. Sean was cautiously optimistic. I was mad as hell. I said, we have to hold their feet to the fire. Of course, nothing happened. We take all the seats last year. Of course, they don't do anything. And now, when they're actually threatened, now they get off their ass and they fight.
Oh, yeah.
But now they're fighting because they don't care. And finally on Fox, I couldn't believe it, guys. I couldn't believe they actually acknowledged it on Fox when they said, it's the establishment against the people. There's no more denying it anymore.
Yeah, that's right.
We've known that for forever. You know, that book I keep talking about that Phyllis Schlafly wrote, Choice Not an Echo, is talked about the kingmakers, and they're nothing to do with the people. They're just, how do we keep our king in power? It doesn't matter if it's Democrat king or Republican. They just work behind the scenes to get their man in power so they can keep their power. That's what they're trying to do again.
Exactly. And people, you know what people forget about? We still have another battle ahead. We have the Electoral College to fight. You realize that, right?
Yep.
This isn't a done deal. Once we get the popular people and get everybody in line, and they go through the caucus and they say, well, that's our man, Trump's our man. Well, we're still fighting electoral college at that point, and they can still flip-flop and turn the whole table upside down.
And that's what the Democrats are really good at the last two times.
Oh, yeah.
Controlling the electoral college and the votes in the big cities.
You watch the havoc, though, if they overturn the popular vote. You watch.
Yeah.
It's been close a couple of times, but you overturn that popular vote, and you're headed for I don't know what. I have no idea where it'll go from that point.
Susan Sarandon said yesterday, revolution.
Yeah. You know what? It's possible.
Yeah,
I
read
hate
that.
We go there, but.
And honestly, I've talked a lot about this with my buddy here, Wilson. And, I said, if that's what happens, I know what will happen. It will be a revolution. You will see. And the GOP will do itself in because Trump supporters will not go for the establishment guy. There isn't a chance in the world. The only reason they're coming out is because, as you hear thousands, hundreds, millions saying, I finally got a man who speaks his mind. He is direct. Mm-hmm. He's not politically correct. He brought to the forefront the issues that Cruz and Rubio didn't want to talk about, the border and ISIS, Syrian refugees. You can't walk in, and I hear this ad nauseum about Cruz that he memorized the Constitution when he was 14. Great, that's wonderful. The Constitution in and of itself isn't going to turn this country around. We are at a catastrophic point that if we don't pull it together in a short period of time And I don't believe these predictions that we're 20, 25 years off from what's happening over in France and Brussels. I'll guarantee
you,
it will be
a lot closer than that.
If not this year, we're already seeing it. And here's the thing. The FBI has come forward and said that ISIS has cells in every state. I mean, I'm in Minneapolis, Minnesota. This is one of the highest populations. And then we got the dumbass Mark Satan that right after Brussels, he opens up to celebrate Islam and Muslim faith at the state capitol. I mean, it doesn't get any batshit crazier than what's going on in this state. No wonder
did
why
everybody did everybody forget about the marathon? The explosions at the marathon where all those people got freaking killed and legless and freaking, amputees? Did everybody forget about that? That was in America. Yeah. And that was a little taste of, guess what? ISIS. It was a tiny little bite. It was the first little bite. And that's in the United States already.
I think Josh was saying yesterday that they've got, you don't hear about it much in the press, but there's been Islamic scares, terror scares in America over the last few days that are kind of being hushed up, but they're happening and they're shutting things down. And
Oh, yeah.
They're just testing the water right now, I think.
Yes, they're trying to see what they can get away with, how far they can push it before someone will even notice. That's the idea, so they can make it a bigger spectacle when it does happen.
Then when you cry wolf so many times, nobody listens, and then the boom, they
exactly.
get you. Simple little story. They must have read that in their childhood over there.
Yeah, no doubt.
Well, let's just we have to keep the faith as we watch the smearing between the sex scandal of Cruz, which I just want to make this simple point. If he wasn't involved, what is stopping him from a lawsuit, and what is stopping him from displacing the blame, saying that they're attacking his wife, his politics, his blah, blah. No, get this straight, Cruz. We're attacking you, and it is up to you to prove that you did not do it, and by you not filing a lawsuit means that you know that they can follow through with their allegations.
Well, Trump would certainly file a lawsuit. You know, and my son, he follows this stuff more than we do, I think, and he gets upset about it because it's his future he's worried about. But he said they asked Cruz yesterday, or I think it was Jake Tapper or somebody, was pushing him on the issue of, did you ever cheat on your wife? And he went on a rant and blah, blah, around the corner three times and never did answer the question. So there's something really weird going on there.
Well, he's just waiting for it to crack.
I can't figure out how to get out of this lie, huh?
Exactly.
Almighty, let me at him. I'll scare him so bad. I'll waterboard that. Fast everything.
Yeah, maybe we should waterboard him. We'll get the truth out of him.
I don't think you get it.
And the allegation of that woman, I'm drawing a blank on the woman that filed the suit against
Michelle
the,
Fields.
Yes.
Yeah, we were talking about her earlier.
Situation. She recanted when she realized there was a video. You know, this is the politics as usual. Well, and, you know, the thing is this is the politics as usual that turns the American people off. But when it's going after Trump, every single time he is attacked, it just brings that many more in support of him. There was a really good point the other day that when you look at the polls, if you're looking at a poll that shows Trump way ahead of the other of Cruz, don't necessarily believe in it because there's many that would like us to be complacent and compliant and not go out and vote. However, in this John Birch Society meeting here, I talked to a gentleman from New Jersey, and he does believe that Trump will take New Jersey, as we've talked about. It looks like New York, California is kind of iffy. I don't know about Wisconsin. I heard something.
Yeah,
all of the talk. What's that?
That's a real iffy one, Wisconsin. It's a really iffy one. That can go either way.
You know, it's not winner take all. It's winner by district. So he could get half the districts, I think. Probably get half the delegates. People don't talk about that much.
Right.
Well, we're coming up to the, we've got about 16 minutes left. We're going to put in a couple of words of those that advertise and a sponsorship, and then we'll segue into the last 14 or 13 minutes. I've been very blessed since coming back.
you know, one of my biggest fears was coming back and not being able to find the good old boy network, those that are hardworking, straightforward, direct, and humorous and very far right wing, because I didn't know any of them when I was here before, and now that I was forced to come back here against my will, which, but I've been doing well. I haven't been in jail. I haven't called any of you guys for bail money yet. I haven't beaten anybody yet.
That'll be next.
Shortly upon getting here, I met Joe Johnson with TrustVet. TrustVet.com. It is a great organization helping our men and women, our military men and women who have served, getting them promoted and advertised for the businesses that they have started. I've worked with several of them, and you know, one of them is doing my taxes, one of them is doing my website. All you have to do is go to TrustVet.com. You can search by category or location. They're throughout the U.S. as well. Who would you rather give work to, a veteran or somebody you don't know? You can give a veteran money, but getting them working and getting them a job and a purpose, it gives them their life back. Great, wonderful organization. John Henke, which is with Lock Lead International. And John Henke is at 763-355-5789. That's 763-355-5789. John is a great veteran, and he started his organization just in January, you guys, and he recruits only veterans to companies throughout the U.S. Wonderful guy. He's given me a home for the radio show, if I can ever make it up there. I'm broadcasting again in my truck tonight, but I'll make it up there one of these nights. But John is a great guy. Give him a shout if you're a veteran, you're in need of a job. Aaron Petilla with North Star Insurance. So I had to change my insurance when I moved to Minnesota. And I Google searched, and I had no idea I was going to run into such a good, traditional, conservative, good old boy businessman that runs it like small town business. Not only did he save me money, he got me a great policy for my auto. He can help you with any of your insurance needs. Besides, you can also sit and rant with him. His phone number is 952-856-6074. 952-856-6074. When I first came back in August, I am such a workaholic, I couldn't stand sitting around for one day without working. I Googled and I found a company, Polar Builders. I had no idea that these were storm chasers. I didn't even know it existed until some of the homeowners that I was calling on actually told me I was working for a storm chasing outfit. You know, I can be short bus sometimes. But anyways, I got to know these guys, great bunch of guys. They started their business because they wanted to be with their family on the off times through the winter. We do windows, siding, and roofing for insurance proceeds after hail damage. We are GAF Timberline certified. And if you would like me to come out and do what I call roof dancing, which is I wear my Steel Pro boots and I talk to somebody else to get up on my roof for me to inspect it, but we do great work. 952-895-8100, 952-895-8100. Hail season is coming up. Ask for Bella. I'll come out and entertain you while my good buddy Dan Lewisall gets up on the roof for you. But it's made this transition a lot easier coming back, getting to be around some really great people. So we've got 10 minutes left. I want to share this, because this is what gives me hope, and this is what my call to action to all of you listening, what would make my day is if you called into the show or you emailed me, bellathepatriot@gmail.com. You can call into the show if you want to and share that you're doing the good work that needs to be done by making a difference, and the call-in number is 888-429-5471. When I go out about my day, I literally talk to just about every single person I can get my hands on. And the other night, guys, I texted you guys this. I was in the gym, and I was just thankful to be back in the gym. I hadn't been in like 4 weeks, and I'm in there, and I'm starting to lift weights a little bit. And there's these two young ladies, and they are so analytical. clinical and cognitive and perceptive in this whole dismantling of this relationship she's trying to figure out she's going to proceed with. Anyway, I was so impressed with her that I stopped her and I said, I hope you don't mind that I'm kind of listening in, but I said, you're very wise. Can I ask you how old you are? She said, I'm 18 years old. And I said, good for you. So then I said, let me ask you, is Hillary your man or Trump? She said, Trump may grandstand, but he knows what is right for this country. I said, God bless America. You made my day. I gave her my card. Her friend that was listening jumped in and wanted to school me about economics and the world and all that. Well, I'm actually a nice right winger. I don't get hot-headed and blow up on you. And I sat and listened to her. Then I stopped her and I said, so Hillary? She said, yes. She said, I researched Trump for the paper that I wrote for school. I can't find anything about what he stands on. So I gave her the simple analogy. I said, if you believe in the system, these are the people going after someone that isn't bought, isn't establishment, no salary, the things that he stands for. And I listed, you know, reducing the debt, blowing the crap out of ISIS, putting up the border, getting jobs back, fixing the trade agreement. I mean, we suck at everything. Well, she didn't get any of it. And so when I finally said, well, what has Hillary accomplished? She couldn't come up with anything, but what she could do is, and this is what the Cruz people do, the Kasich people, the Rubio, all of those people that mimic and simply spew out what the media has drained, I mean, filled these people's head with their perception and lies about Trump. So I let her finish, and I said, here's the thing. I said, I like to listen and learn because, trust me, I'm not going anywhere, and I know I'm going to win you over, and I gave her my card. But 17, 18-year-old, so when people get mad and say that, you know, our young aren't listening, I always ask, how many of them do you talk to? How many do you engage and get them listening? Because if we don't get the young, because I don't even bitch about our school system because our school system is progressive liberalism. I mean, if you rely on the school system, you're done. But how many are you talking to? Because when I hear voices like that in strong, liberal Minneapolis, Minnesota, and she did say to me, guys, though, she said, how are you from here when you are so far right-wing? She said, for God's sake, we elected Rubio. And I said, worse than that, Al Franken. I mean, it doesn't get any more maddening.
Oh, God, yeah.
But...
oh, my.
And look at... Frankenstein. Look at Josh Grumillion, who is missing from our show tonight because Josh had a very important conference call in support of, he is Students for Trump, which is, he's an 18-year-old, very well-spoken, eloquent, intelligent young man from Houston, Texas, who is doing his part promoting Trump. You know, we got to support these guys because they're not down so much. But my question is, how many people are you talking to in your travels, getting them to listen, to pay attention, and to do the right thing in November 16th? Because
don't
I
be
can't
afraid.
Even imagine.
Talk to everybody. Make everything right for America. Let me tell you something real quick here. I know we're running out of time, but it's Dr. Marty Fox on Twitter just put up a thing. He said, liberalism is a mental disorder. It has a body count with it. And then there was a comment by Justin Trudeau recently. He says, if you kill your enemies, they win. What?
What?
That's the problem with liberals. They don't get what's going on in the world. If you kill all your enemies, they win the battle. I'm like, something missing there with that logic, isn't there?
Yeah, there is no logic. That's nonsense.
It's nonsense, and that's what they got up there in Canada now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we'll talk about
that's why we want to vote right in 2016. We don't need that anymore in this country.
Oh,
I have a feeling Doug's going to whisper in my ear any minute that we're about a minute or two left, but I just want to get this out there. You know, the real battle with liberals, yeah, I was right, about a minute. Okay, I'm going to wrap up. You can't have a logical conversation with a liberal. You just can't. It's a mental disorder, and they don't have logical cognitive thinking. But what we can do is get out and talk to those that are undecided, the silent majority, the young, the disenfranchised, just talk. Be Bella for one day. And if you have to wear a pink bra and a white T-shirt and lip gloss, by God, do it.
All right. Everything with the lip gloss.
All right. Well, let's get off here. Let Bella finish up, and we'll talk again next week, eh?
Hey.
Sounds good.
Thanks, you guys. All right, I'm going to take out of here, and if I got a second or two over, well, that's fine, Doug. You can take it from here. But get out tomorrow, make a difference, do the right thing. And I'm going to say good night, God bless America, and ciao for now.